When you're in an ego-based consciousness, your brain is on fire. And what are we taught to do when we're on fire? Does anybody remember?
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
I've been studying ego consciousness, you know, for a long time, getting into the right trajectory or flow. And what I realized, I was kept saying, why, you know, why does everybody go to fear? Right? So I went all the way back, studied Sanskrit, and I said, man, because I trace calligraphies for the energy in it, and I believe communication is far beyond just letters. That's why, you know, someone can be born, young kids can pick up like six languages. There's much more to the way we communicate than just the pragmatic level. But so studying from the earliest time in history, what I realized was there's some basics that we have to understand. And the first is that we live at this vibration. This vibration is not the truth vibration, right? Money is the currency of this vibration. It's an energy, an object that we put into the flow to get what we want. Getting what we want does not make us happy unless we want the right things. So that takes a truth consciousness to determine what we want is going to be best for us in our optimal or to a trajectory of our potential. So studying that, I then realized, and what's the purpose of life, which is why I do these meetups, why I executive coach people, because most people are looking for a purpose. And they think, you know, especially younger people, man, how do I find my purpose? You know, someone asked me today on Instagram, you know, how did you know that, you know, you're going to love being a sports agent? I'm like, I didn't know any of that. But the only purpose here, this vibration, once we say, look, this is our vibration, we live here, is to learn lessons. And so once I realized, okay, I'm here to learn lessons, that meant there's no mistakes, there's only lessons. Lessons will keep on coming my entire life and beyond if I believe it. And the only reason I believe beyond this life is nobody can prove to me differently, one. And two, in that case, if nobody can prove whether there's life after death or not, I prefer to be a positive person and I'd rather live. Right? It's that simple to me. I don't need to waste my time, energy, emotion, arguing with anyone or putting any energy into it because nobody can prove whether it exists or not. But I prefer the positive. So moving forward from that, I said to myself, okay, I live with this vibration, lessons, no mistakes, lessons keep coming my entire life. The same lessons will keep coming until I learn them. That's a crucial thing that I've learned. The same lessons will keep coming. So if you wonder on your unconscious competency or your subconscious why you keep attracting or you have a thermostat that can't break through, it's because you just keep learning the same lessons until you learn it. So the more things appear in your life, the same lessons, you better start raising your awareness to why is this happening again and again and again. I haven't learned the lesson instead of going to ego consciousness, which is fear-based. The two things that were most remarkable about this and, you know, as you said, the latest thing that I've learned is number one, a very, very important thing to keep you out of ego conscious and fear conscious. It's that from every lesson you've ever learned, at one time or another, you're going to forget them. That's just the human vibration capability. No matter what I teach or anyone else teaches or how much money you pay or whatever it is that you've in school, you know, law schools, business schools, undergrad, high school, all the books you can read, podcasts you can listen to, people that you've met. No matter what, there's no value in the lessons that you receive because at one time or another, you're going to forget them all. In fact, we forget the most basic ones like be positive, be kind, pick up trash, you know, all these ones. We forget them all the time, including me. But where I tend to focus and what the epiphany has been for me recently is that I focus in on the fact that I'm going to forget every lesson that I've learned. But the cool thing is, I not only have the capability of remembering it whenever I want, I now have exponential capability of accessing that information again, which we didn't have before. So although they talk about the big, you know, drinking through a fire hose on the internet and over, you know, information overload, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Be exposed to as many lessons as you can. Keep on doing them because the truth is you can remember any lesson at any time and access it. So where did fear come in by doing the Sanskrit research and all that? Well, what I realized about fear was that most people would tell me that fear motivates them. Right? I can't get shit done unless I'm afraid I'm going to miss the date. I can't. Right? Fear motivates me. And I really studied that and realized it's impossible for something devoid of inspiration like fear, something that's in the illusionary consciousness, the fear-based, ego-based consciousness, to motivate you. So then what does fear do to me? So innately studying the ego, what does fear do for us? It focuses us. When we're afraid, we get hyper-focused. So then I said to myself, if fear depreciates my value, if it depreciates my energy, if it depreciates my inspiration, which inspiration in spirit, when I'm connected to that which inspires me, is guaranteed appreciation, right? It lives in gratitude and it allows me to add value to it, appreciate it, and give it away to others to appreciate you. Then all I need to do is figure out what's my substitute for focus. Therefore, if I now set off on a journey in which to understand fear-based or ego-based consciousness of what that is, right? The need to be offended, the need to be right, the need to be separate, the need to be inferior, the need to be superior, the need to feel guilty, the need to be angry, the need to be frustrated, right? All of these different needs, as I keep on raising my awareness, now I have to recognize when I'm acting in ego-based consciousness and know that, an analogy, my brain is on fire. When you're in an ego-based consciousness, your brain is on fire. And what are we taught to do when we're on fire? Does anybody remember? Stop, drop, and roll, baby. That's what we're gonna do now. So when I'm in ego-based consciousness, when I'm not in the trajectory in which I want, the potential that I have, the truth, the inspiration, when I'm not there, I stop, I drop, I get to a center of peace, and then I roll. Right back on the trajectory of what I want. What happens is, ego is an accelerant. Anger is an accelerant. It's just like gas. My brain's on fire, now I'm angry. Guess what I've just done to my brain? I've poured some oil, gas, kerosene on it. Right? Only thing you want to do that to ever is a boat you bought, right? Collect full insurance, man. That thing catches on fire, just, oh, sorry, a little Jaeger. Toss your Jaeger and your anything you can in there. Accelerate that sucker. Collect your insurance.
What's your substitute?
Substitute for yeah. So what is a substitute for fear? It's simply inspiration. But you can't get to an inspired state unless you sit into a place of peace, which is why for me meditation is so important, because I have to know where my center is. I have to be in the flow. My substitute is not fear, it's faith. But people can't define faith, right? They try to define it with a religious context, which then separates us, makes some of us inferior, some of us superior, some of us feel bad, some of us feel better. I don't care what religious context you put faith in, you still gotta understand what your faith is. No matter what religion you believe in, faith is this. Am I saying what I'm supposed to be saying? Is it a higher vibe? Am I saying positive things? Am I saying things that add value to somebody? Right? Am I doing the right things? Right? Do my actions speak louder than my word? I don't care if you believe in Jesus Christ. Are you walking like Jesus Christ? I don't give a shit what you believe. I believe you should walk like Jesus Christ, your higher self. That seems good to me. Everything I've read about the dude seems like you should walk like him. Whether he existed or not doesn't mean dick to me. As long as you walk like him, that's fine. It's not for me to say. It's for what you believe. It's your faith. What you think, say, and do. So am I thinking in faith? Am I drop, dropping, and rolling when I'm in anger and fear and anxiety, attacking thoughts? Right? Or am I thinking with gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and inspiration? Am I humble? What else is it? What I believe, right? This is what, you know, the context of this is exactly what we talk about here. What the mind can conceive, we can achieve. Are you believing in faith?
Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making The Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.